Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
And a good Friday morning, everyone. Wade Gerstner with you from Thornton Family Stadium here in Manhattan, host of the 3A State High School Baseball Tournament. Today, final day of the baseball season across the state of Kansas, also for softball as well. As today, we got numerous teams on our radio stations on MSC Sports Radio Network, including the Sabetha Blue Jay baseball team, coming in at a record of 17-12. And for the first time in the last 4 years, they got past the first round game. Last 3 years losing in the quarterfinals. Yesterday, knocking out the one seed Jeff West 2-0 behind a sparkling performance from right-handed starting pitcher Mitchell Kramer. Complete game, four hit shutout, went all seven innings, struck out five, and Sabetha manufactured a run in the fourth, one in the fifth to win it 2-0. So Sabetha, the eight seed, has moved on to the semis. They'll take on Heston, who is 17-6, picked up their first ever state tournament baseball win yesterday, knocking off Silver Lake 11-6. A game they led at one point 10-0. So this is the first semifinal. Winner will move on to the championship tonight at 5:45. The loser will play for third at 3:30 later this afternoon. And then the other semifinal later this afternoon at 1:15. It's Humble 24-4. They took care of Russell Victoria 10-3. They'll take on Wichita Trinity Academy, who edged Columbus 4-3. So it's Sabetha Heston first semifinal, Humboldt Wichita Trinity Academy the second semifinal. The winners move on to the championship. Losers play for third. So all four teams today are guaranteed two games here from Manhattan. We'll tell you more about the two clubs when we return. This is State Baseball, 92.1 KMCA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Coperion of Sabetha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics, plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabetha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
For custom garages, cheap steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabetha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabetha today.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabetha cheer on the Sabetha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabetha.
When it comes to real estate in Northeast Kansas, it's not just about buying and selling, it's about people. At Rolling Hills Realty, we believe every client deserves a partner who listens, understands, and truly cares. With a deep understanding of the local market and a genuine passion for connecting with folks from all walks of life, we make the process feel less like business and more like a conversation with a trusted friend. Whether you're searching for a new place to call home or ready to move on to your next chapter, we're here to help on your terms at your pace. Visit RollingHillsRealty.com to see the latest listings and find out how Rolling Hills Realty can help you feel right at home.
Do you need a bright new smile? Or maybe it's just time for a dental checkup. Sabetha Dental offers hometown dentistry with a precision touch. Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer offer professional service in a friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff that will make sure your teeth are comfortably cared for. And even if you don't have dental insurance, single and family memberships are available. Put your dental care in the best hands with Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer and Dr. Betsy Tedman at Sabetha Dental, taking appointments 5 days a week.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with studio engineer Kurt Tillman, Wade Gerstner with you here on the beautiful Friday morning for some state baseball here from Manhattan. We mentioned Sabetha Heston, the first semifinal today. Then Humboldt will take on Wichita Trinity Academy this afternoon at 1:15. In Class 2-1A, Valley Falls, a 1-0 winner over Medicine Lodge. They will take on Remington, who beat Rossville 1-0. And that will be on 93.7 Care Country here this morning. And Douglas won over Central Heights. They'll take on Colgan in the other 2-1A semifinal. In Class 4-A, Fort Scott will battle Paola. McPherson versus Rock Creek in the other semifinal. Class 5-A, Aquinas will battle Hayes. Great Bend will take on Blue Valley Southwest. 6A, Free State versus Manhattan. Shawnee Mission West will tangle with Blue Valley. Those are your state semifinal matchups across the state, Kansas in baseball and softball. 2-1A, it is Inman versus Bluestem. Bluestem edged Onega yesterday 2-0. And Cedarville Dexter will take on Oskaloosa. And that game later this afternoon on Care Country 93.7. 3A softball, Frontenac will take on Riverside. That game starting in a few minutes over in Topeka. Jake Spaulding with the call there. And Silver Lake winning in 9 innings yesterday, 2-0, or Wichita Trinity Academy. They will battle Burlington in the semifinal later today at 1 o'clock there in Topeka. And both those games, Riverside Frontenac and Burlington Silver Lake softball, will be on 103.9 KNZR sister station and on the free MSC radio app. Class 4A, McPherson will battle Clearwater in one semifinal, Eudora Fort Scott the other. 5A, May South, who beat Seaman in 17 innings yesterday, 3-2, to stay undefeated. They will take on Spring Hill, Pittsburgh versus Aquinas, the other semifinal. And in 6A softball, Olathe West will battle Derby. Mill Valley will tangle with Washburn Rule. So those are your state semifinals in both baseball and softball across the state of Kansas. Starting lineups on the way. We'll be back in 2 minutes. On 92.1 KMZ and MSC Sports Radio Network.
BMK Service in Sabetha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. BMK Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha, helping you get there safely.
Are you tired of all the Medicare phone calls, mailings, and TV ads making certain supplement plans sound too good to be true? Or offering plans that do not work? Or work well in our area?
Well, so are we.
At Sailor Insurance, we want you to know the truth and we'll always do what's right for you. Come see me, Jan Steinlage in Sabetha, or Mindy Sudbeck in Seneca, and stay ahead of the junk. Give us a call to schedule your appointment today.
Sailor Insurance, online at sailorinsurance.com.
Main Street Auto Supply in Sabetha takes pride in being your locally owned supply store for all your auto parts needs. Competitive pricing and personal service are always a priority at Main Street Auto Supply. Stop in and see Miles and let him help you find what you need. Or if it's not in stock, he can get it right away for you. Main Street Auto Supply, 810 Main Street in downtown Sabetha. Open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays and Saturdays until noon.
Don't live in pain. Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha combines traditional chiropractic with computerized spinal correction to relieve pain, improve balance, posture, and strengthen the spine. Call Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha at 284-2205.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Wade Gershon back with you from Toyton Family Stadium here in Manhattan. It's time for the first of two 3A state semifinals. It is the Sabetha Blue Jays, the 8th seed at 17-12, went 13-7 in the Big East League, and making their third trip ever to the state semifinals. They won it all in 2018 and 19, then lost the first round each of the last 3 years, but beat Jeff West yesterday 2-0. The starting lineup for Sabetha, their batting order, leading off playing center field Kyler Winger, a senior, batting second, catcher Reed Mitchell, a junior. Senior Mitchell Kramer will bat third and play shortstop, batting fourth and playing the hot corner at third, sophomore Jayton Meyer. Batting fifth and playing first base, sophomore Ike Tramp. Hitting sixth and playing second base, freshman Colin Montgomery, who did not play yesterday. Curtis Fitzgerald, a sophomore, will bat seventh and play left field. And right field, a junior, batting eighth, Cole Middle, who did a good job defensively yesterday with lots of putouts in right. Isaac Harder is the starting pitcher today for Sabetha. He's a senior. He will bat ninth. So it's Kyler Winger, Reed Mitchell, Mitchell Kramer, Jayton Meyer, Ike Tramp, Paul Montgomery, Curtis Fitzgerald, Cole Minold, and Isaac Harder. That's the batting order for the Sabetha Blue Jays, who started the year 0-5, 1-6, Their seniors obeyed the state all 4 years, but for the first time, they moved on to the second day. Curtis Hamilton, head coach, in his fifth-year record, 83-39. Sabetha, 11 players here at state on their roster, 3 seniors, 2 juniors, 4 sophomores, and 2 freshmen. They will face right-handed pitcher Andrew Huxman. Huxman came on a relief yesterday for Heston in the 7th inning. 1-inning pitch, gave up a hit, struck out 2. He's been their closer with a couple of saves this year. He has a fastball, a curveball, fastball in the upper 70s. Right-handed pitcher, he's thrown 29 innings. He struck out 39 batters. So Huxman is the starting pitcher for Heston. The defense for Huxman, behind the plate, Landon Meyer. First base, Levi Flaming. Second base, Jacob Burkholder. At shortstop, Tanner McAllister. At third base, Gabe Mowry. In left field, Brody Curran, who pitched the first 4 innings, no hit ball yesterday against Silver Lake, and then ran into control problems in the 5th. Blaine Wilson in center field, and Keegan Shelight is in right field. Similar situation, Sabetha. This is their 8th year of baseball. Of course, remember, no baseball during the COVID year. And Heston, this is their 8th year with their baseball program. Heston, this is their 3rd state tournament appearance, but yesterday was the first time they won a state game. They were 0-2. In first round games of state last year and in 21. And Sabetha, of course, won it all in 18 and 19 and then lost in the first round the last 3 years and then won yesterday over Jeff West. First pitch to start the ballgame, fastball. That is outside, ball 1 from Huxman, a right-handed pitcher, to the right-handed batter, senior center fielder Kyler Winger, who gets plunked right in the left shoulder blade. So Winger is aboard, hit by pitch. Winger able to wear it. 15 RBIs at 284, was 1-for-2 with runs scored yesterday. Has 11 stolen bases. He's been caught a couple of times, so he's a threat on the base pass. Sabetha with the navy blue tops, with the white numerals and lettering, the gray pants, with the navy blue trim on the side of the pants. And then they got the gray baseball caps with the navy blue bill. The pitch is low, a ball to Reed Mitchell, the junior. Yesterday, 1-for-3, hitting .433, 23 RBIs, 22 runs scored, 7 doubles, couple of triples, extra base power. Left-handed batter to face the right-handed pitcher, Huxman, who's in the stretch with the runner over first, who doesn't go, and a breaking ball in for a strike, 1-1. 325 down the left field line here at Twenton Family Stadium, home of the K-State Wildcats. 320 down the right field line with the taller wall. 375 to left and right center, 390 to straightaway dead center. This ball hit left field. And ranging over and dropping. The ball drops for a base hit. Well, it looked like Curran was going to come and make the play, but he backed off at the last moment. Bounces in front of him. And a single for Reed Mitchell. And Sabetha, yesterday, only managed 4 hits, but they bunched them. 2 hits and a run in the 4th, 2 hits and a run in the 5th, and they knocked off Jeff West, the 1 seed, 2-0. Cooper Watkins was fantastic. 7 innings, gave up just the 2 runs. But Mitchell Kramer was even better. 7-inning shutout ball. He's a shortstop today. And he gave up just 4 hits and struck out 5. Only walked a batter. Pitcher's duel. Sabetha won it 2-0. So here is the pitch to Mitchell Kramer, as we talked about his sparkling performance yesterday. And takes the first pitch for a ball. Runners at first and second for Sabetha to start the ball game here in his 3A state semifinal. Kramer is senior. And he gets drilled in the back, and he is fired up as he goes to first and checks his teammates in the dugout down the first baseline as he trots the first. And Sabetha has the bases juiced. You couldn't ask for a better start if you're the Blue Jays. Now they have to convert on this opportunity. Winger hit by a pitch. Mitchell singling to left. Kramer hit by a pitch. And so Huxman with command issues early on. Brings up Jayden Meyer, the sophomore cleanup hitter, playing third base, hitting .300. 15 RBIs, 0-for-3 yesterday. Heston playing normal depth with their infield. A little too early to draw it in too tight here at the top of the first inning. Fastball called strike to Jayden Meyer. Heston with the white jerseys and pants with the red trim and the red baseball caps with the H on their caps. Huxman kicks and deals and a breaking ball in for a strike, 0-2. But one thing about Heston's uniforms, and I've said this, I believe there's some rule that's going to go into effect very soon, or maybe just for particular sports, but you should never have the same colored numbers on the same colored jerseys. It's hard for the fans, the media, and everybody to identify. Swing and a miss at a pitch low, and striking out is Jayden Meyer on 3 pitches. So one down, bases loaded, and here is Ike Tramp, a sophomore, hitting .309, 25 ribbies, 9 doubles, couple of triples. 0-for-3 yesterday, but made an outstanding defensive play in the top of the first that saved a run, and I think was a huge play in yesterday's game in the win over Jeff West. And he takes a fastball outside corner for strike one. Winger was errant on a throw with two outs, and Jeff West had a runner at third, and Tramp jumped off the bag, caught the ball, and in one motion came down and tagged the runner for the third out of the inning. And Kramer really didn't have too many threats to deal with the rest of the game. Tramp takes his fastball outside, 1-1 the count on the Sabetha first baseman. Tramp, we could see on the mound at some point today as well. Right-handed batter, and he takes a called strike, 1-2. So back to the jerseys. Heston has white numerals outlined in red on white jerseys. That should be red numerals on white jerseys, in my humble opinion. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. And Huxman is close to getting out of this inning. He's hit two batters, gave up a single. So about that, bases loaded, nobody out. But Meyer struck out. And now Tramp strikes out swinging. And here is Colin Montgomery. Montgomery, left-handed batter, freshman. Only freshman in starting lineup for Sabetha. Sabetha has 11 players, 3 seniors, 2 juniors, 4 sophomores, 2 freshmen. Montgomery did not play yesterday, playing second base today. Harder was a second baseman yesterday. He's now the starting pitcher, so that allows Montgomery to get in. And that means Michael Ling comes off the bench here today, who started and left in the win yesterday over Jeff West. First pitch to Montgomery. He takes for a called strike. Huxman has figured out his arm slot and his delivery after being very errant earlier here in the top of the first. Just underway. Bases loaded for Sabetha, but 2 outs. The 0-1 pitch to Montgomery is outside. Fastball, 1-1. Mention the colors on the jerseys. Sabetha, easy to read. They have the white numerals on the back of the dark navy blue jersey. Those are the ideal situation to read numbers. Big swing and a miss, and now throw to first. It's airmail down the right field line by the catcher. Winger comes across the score. Chugging in to home is Mitchell. And Sabetha takes a 2-0 lead. Well, Mitchell Kramer had a big lead over at first. And I have to admit, if that throws online, Mitchell is picked off over at first. But the thing is, you're one strike away from getting out of the inning. Swing and a miss by Montgomery. It was 1-2. You're one strike away. Meyer, the catcher, airmails the throw down the right field line over the first baseman's head. It wasn't even close. And now Huxman probably ticked off. He fires a fastball high and tight. Overthrew that one. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Winger is able to score. Mitchell scores. Kramer now all the way to third. The 2-2 to Mitchell. Swing and a miss. So Huxman did his job after struggling early. He strikes out the side. All 3 batters, Meyer, Tramp, and Montgomery, strike out swinging. He was one strike away from getting out of it, but unfortunately, his catcher's pickoff throw to first was errant, and that scores 2 runs. And Sabetha leads 2-0 at the end of the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first. Blue Jays up 2-0 here from Manhattan. This is high school baseball on 92.1 KMCA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 Series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Sabetha already has scored as many runs. They scored in all 7 innings in their victory over Jeff West yesterday in the first round game. 2 here in the top of the first, and Heston was their worst enemy. They hit 2 batters, did their starting pitcher, and then it looked like he was going to get out of the jam. And then their catcher with a bad throw on a pickoff attempt at first with the bases loaded. Here's a called strike to start things off on first from the right-handed pitcher Isaac Carter facing Blaine Wilson. Isaac, 5-4 on the season, ERA 3.40, 47 innings pitched, 38 Ks, has a fastball and a curve, and there's a curveball that misses high, 1-1. The defense behind Isaac Carter, Jayton Meyer at third, shortstop Mitchell Kramer, second baseman is Colin Montgomery, first base Ike Tramp, Reed Mitchell behind the plate, as this fastball misses upstairs, 2-1. Curtis Fitzgerald is in left, Kyler Winger in center, and manning right field is Cole Minold. Blaine Wilson is the center fielder, a junior to lead off for Heston. Had a huge day yesterday, and he rips one to left field. Coming in and making the catch is Curtis Fitzgerald, who played in center yesterday. Wilson was 4-for-5 with 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, had a double and a couple of singles in the win over Silver Lake, 11-6 in the first round. Brings up Tanner McAllister, a sophomore, 1-for-3 yesterday, 2 RBIs, hitting .330. On deck, Keegan Shelight, a senior, playing right field. Then it'll be Brody Curran, a senior, in left field. Fifth batter is Levi Flaming, a sophomore first baseman. Batting sixth, Andrew Huxman, the senior pitcher. Is a called strike from Harder, 0-1 to McAllister. Landon Meyer is the catcher, a senior, batting seventh. Gabe Mowry, a junior, third baseman, bats eighth. And senior second baseman Jacob Burkholder bats ninth. Is fouled straight back. A little bit ahead of the pitch there was McAllister. No balls and 2 strikes. Harder worked in quickly. High leg kick comes home. And this one, long in front of the plate. Catcher makes the play. Throws the first. Great job by Reed Mitchell. Threw off the mask. Attacked the ball just to the right of him on the infield turf. And then made an accurate throw to first for the second out. Sometimes that could be tough, that little swinging bunt. A little spin on it. But not a problem for the catcher. So 2 down. And here is Keegan Shelight. This kid is a stud. He's a senior, hitting .403. Takes a curve for a strike, 0-1. Shelight, 7 home runs of his team's 15. 37 RBIs. He was 2-for-5 yesterday. A double, a single, and 3 RBIs. Big swing at a fastball. Sprayed foul to the right and out of play. 0-2 the count. With 2 outs, bottom of the first, Sabetha leading 2-0. Blue Jays, their 6th state tournament appearance in 8 years in the program. 2 state titles, as that one almost hit Shelight. Curveball inside for ball 1. Sabetha losing in each of the first round games the last 3 years, but got off the schneid yesterday. Curveball misses high. 2-2. Heston, meanwhile, they also have had 8 years of baseball. Their 3rd tournament appearance, they lost to eventual state champion Hayden last year in the first round. Lost in the first round in 2021. As Shelight lifts one to left and backing up and playing it on a bounce is the left fielder Fitzgerald, who could make the play this time. Solid base hit for Shelight. So a 2-out single, first hit of the ballgame for the Swathers. Swathers head coach is Aaron Johnson, 2nd year. Young guy, he's from California, played at Sterling College for 3 years and then graduated. And then became the head coach last year, and Heston went to state, lost to Hayden, and then back at state this year, and got their first ever state tournament victory with 11-6 win over Silver Lake yesterday, a game they led 10-0, and then gave up 6 in the 5th to make it 10-6, and eventually held on 11-6. Fastball swing and a miss by Brody Curran, hitting .492, 2 homers, 30 RBIs, 12 doubles, right-handed batter, and he takes this one on the outer third for a strike. 0-2, so hard at working ahead of the hitters. That is key for any pitcher. Curran yesterday threw 4 innings of no-hit ball. He was cruising, looked like it might be a run rule game in the 5th, and all of a sudden he lost his command and walked 4 batters and a couple wild pitches as he lunges at a pitch 0-2 that was outside, but he's able to foul it off at the plate to stay alive. Curran 1-for-4 yesterday at the plate. Silver Lake able to make things interesting, scoring 6 in the 5th at 10-6, but that was all they would get. Runner takes his lead. Swing and a miss. Curran chases one low and away. And Harder works around a 2-out single. No runs, a hit, no errors. 1 man left on base. Into 1, Sabetha 2, Heston nothing in a 3A state semifinals from Manhattan on 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock, plus it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
Kopurion of Sabetha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics, plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabetha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Kirk Tillman, Wade Gerstner with you with coverage of Sabetha Blue Jay baseball. Here from the 3A State Tournament in Manhattan. Beautiful day, just like it was yesterday. All the sun's out today. And the first pitch hit high in the center field, but right at the center fielder, Wilson, who barely had the move. So one pitch, one swing, and Fitzgerald retired on the flyout to center. Here's Cole Middle, hit one for three yesterday. A junior playing right field, had five putouts, five catches in right. Maybe there's a busy camper out there. Hitting 321, 25 ribbies, a couple of triples. First pitch misses for ball one. 70 degrees at game time today. And this one hits Middle, who looks to be the happiest guy on earth to get hit by a pitch. I'm sure it doesn't feel that great, but he's like, that's all right. I'll take my base. And that's the third batter already hit by Andrew Huxman. Sabetha has just one hit, but three other runners have reached via the hit by pitch. So that brings in Isaac Carter, a chance to help himself, the senior pitcher, hitting 241, 21 RBIs, big cut, no contact, 0-1. Carter 0 for 2 in the win over Jeff West yesterday. He is a senior. Minold over at first. He takes off, gets a great jump. Meyer fires it down and not in time. Well, that was a good throw by Meyer, the catcher. But that stolen base is on the pitcher. And we said in the first, Meyer had the bad throw. Pitcher has to be frustrated with his catcher for the bad throw. There, catcher might be a little bit frustrated as pitcher didn't hold him on very well because a huge jump. So Minold steals second. He stole it on the pitcher. Great throw by Meyer, but not in time. And now Isaac Harder gets hit in the leg. It's a hit parade right now for Sabetha, but not your normal hit parade in baseball where you're actually hitting the ball into vacant spots. It's getting hit by pitches. That is four batters that have been hit by Huxman. And we are just in the top of the second. So Minold at second, Harder at first on the hit by pitch, and now laying down a bunt, but it goes foul down the third baseline as winger. Sabetha trying to move the runners over in scoring position at second, third. But it ends up being a sacrifice. Winger would be the second out. So usually you'll do this with no outs, but with one out, sacrifice, and you put on one guy to drive in the two runners. Winger didn't show bunt that time. Fastball high, one ball, one strike. Perhaps it was Winger just trying to catch Heston off guard as they were playing deep. And now they're in on the first base side. First baseman Flaming way inside the first base bag on the infield turf. And this one hit Winger in the elbow, and he's okay. And the hit parade continues. Well, you'd think maybe there'll be, there we go. There's a visit to the mound for their pitching coach to talk to Huxman. But right now for Sabetha, just be patient, wait to get hit. I've never seen this many hit batters in such a short period of time. This is a state semifinal. Five Sabetha batters have been hit by a pitch. They have six runners already. The other one was Mitchell, who had a solid single to left. So for the second consecutive inning, the Blue Jays have loaded the bases. Minold at third, Carter at second, Winger at first. All have reached due to getting plunked. Great opportunity for Reed Mitchell. Huxman had faced a bases-loaded no-out jam in the first and struck out two batters and with two, then eventually got a 1-2 count, but his catcher pickoff throw was errant down the right field line over the first baseman's head that scored two runs, or Huxman probably would have got out of the inning unscathed. But now he's working with a bases loaded jam again here in the second with no outs. First pitch called strike to Mitchell, left-handed batter. Huxman kicks and deals. It is high and outside, ball one. Heston's never been to the state title game. First time never been to the state semifinal. Sebasta, first time in the state semi since 19. Swing and a miss. Big rip, no contact for Mitchell. And he's down in a count, 1-2. Sebasta, their first win in the state tournament yesterday since 2019. They won it all in 18 and 19. The TMP in 18 and Rock Creek in 19 for the championships. Went back to back. Ground ball off the pitcher up the middle. It ricochets on the infield turf between short and third. And everybody's safe, and a run scores. It's 3-0, Sebatha. Reed Mitchell with the solid laser line drive, one hopper off the pitcher. And so Minold scores. Carter now over at third. Winger is up to second, and Mitchell is aboard. Base is loaded, just one out. Fastball way high and inside to Mitchell Kramer. Mitchell hitting .387, three homers, four triples, nine doubles, 31 ribbies, 17 stolen bases, and almost got hit by that one inside, almost brushed the jersey for a hit by pitch. That would force in a run. Bases loaded for the Blue Jays. 2-0. Check that, 3-0, Sebastian, looking to add. Kramer swings, big rip, fouled back to the netting. He had a good cut at a fastball. Two balls, one strike on the Sebatha shortstop. Kramer yesterday, seven innings, four hits, shutout against Jeff West. Five strikeouts, just one walk. He crowds the plate. The right-handed batter rips this one, a laser down the left field side, but into the stands. Just a little bit ahead of that one. Well, I tell you, if I'm Huxman, I about to think about a curveball because Mr. Kramer is on top of that fastball. Two balls, two strikes, bases loaded, one out. Heston looking for a double play ball. Fastball outside, and the count is full. We've gone as far as we can go, and now Huxman, the onus is on him. The pressure is on his right arm. He needs to throw a strike. Kramer knows it. The 3-2 payoff pitch with the bases juiced way outside. Ball four, and the Blue Jays lead 4-0. Kramer with the RBI on the free pass. Believe it or not, that's the first walk for Huxman in the game, but he's hit five batters. Sebatha just two hits in the contest. And here is Jayton Meyer, who struck out swinging in the first. So Harder scores. Wingers at third. Mitchell at second. Kramer at first. Huxman fires. Fastball inside for ball one. Sebatha manages four hits, two runs yesterday, but beat Jeff West 2-0 today. They have four runs, and we're in the top of the second. Two in the first, two here in the top half of the second. And the base is still juiced with Blue Jays. And now they stop play as Heston's going to get somebody warmed up in their bullpen. And I don't think Aaron Johnson was anticipating having to send people to the left field bullpen in the top of the second in this state semifinal. Huxman's been very good for them this year. The 1-0 pitch. Is ripped left field and down the line fair and all the way to the wall. One run scores, two run scores, and they will hold Mitchell at third. A two-run double from Jayton Meyer and the Blue Jays pouring it on in this 3A state semifinal. They lead Heston 6-0. Winger and Mitchell crossed the plate. Kramer, they almost sent him, but a wise decision not to. He had been dead at the plate. Great call there by Curtis Hamilton, the head coach, who is over in the third base box. The runners at second and third, still just one out. 6-0 Sebatha in the top of the second. Here's Ike Tramp, takes a curve in for a strike. And Heston can't get their next pitcher warmed up quick enough. I think it's McAllister's, well, can't be McAllister. He's out on the field. Breaking ball is in there. 1-1 here to Ike Tramp, who struck out swinging in the first. What a big two-run double by Jayton Meyer. This one catches the inside corner. Well thrown. One of the best pitches of the day so far for Huxman, wearing number 13, but number 13's been unlucky today. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Huxman. And to call third strike. Tramp watched that one right down the pipe. Got looking. Tramp strikes out for the second time today. Fourth strikeout for Huxman, who ended up striking out the side in that eventful first. Here's Colin Montgomery, who struck out swinging in the first inning. Runners at second and third. Sabatha up 6-0 in the top of the second. Fastball misses down and low. The other thing, too, is Curran's your left fielder. He probably doesn't have much left pitch-wise after what he did yesterday. And this is ripped to right field, but right at Shelight to make the catch. So Montgomery was on top of that one. Tough hitting luck for the freshman second baseman. But Sabatha, they're able to score four runs on two hits, helped out by three batters getting hit. Clutch two-run double by Jayton Meyer. Sabatha strands two. At the end of 1.5, it's all Blue Jays, 6-0 from the 3A State Term Manhattan here on 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For custom garages, cheap steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabatha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabatha today.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabatha cheer on the Sabatha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabatha.
When it comes to real estate in Northeast Kansas, it's not just about buying and selling, it's about people. At Rolling Hills Realty, we believe every client deserves a partner who listens, understands, and truly cares. With a deep understanding of the local market and a genuine passion for connecting with folks from all walks of life, we make the process feel less like business and more like a conversation with a trusted friend. Whether you're searching for a new place to call home or ready to move on to your next chapter, we're here to help on your terms at your pace. Visit RollingHillsRealty.com to see the latest listings and find out how Rolling Hills Realty can help you feel right at home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the bottom of the second, Sabatha leading 6-0. First pitch swinging, Flaming hits it to right center, but ranging all the way to his left with a great angle and making the catch is Kyler Winger. He made that look very easy, just gliding like a gazelle out there to his left and catches it in right center field. So Flaming flies out, one down, and here is Andrew Huxman, the starting pitcher, but he may not be pitching the next inning. Hitting 367, 1-for-3 yesterday, 2 RBIs on a 2-run single. He is a senior right-handed batter. Pitch outside for a ball. Harder isn't overpowering, but he has good control, and he has pitched well so far as time is called by the home plate umpire. Gorgeous day. Hardly any wind, just a slight breeze out the right. Harder kicks and fires, swing and a miss. Harder's been doing a good job of staying on the outside portion of the plate. Heston hitters have been lunging. The 1-1, and there's a breaking ball that just missed. Must have been low, because it definitely was over the plate. It had Huxman backing up. Great curve. Harder fastball, swing and a miss once again. He is locating his pitches extremely well. Huxman asking if that was a ball that he swung at. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, bottom of the second. Sabatha, 6 runs on 3 hits, helped out by 5 of their batters being plunked. And there's a called strike 3. A beautiful curve that drops in for the third strike to retire Huxman, who goes down looking. Second punch out for Harder. Well, Kramer was amazing yesterday, and Harder picking up where Kramer left off. Kramer handing the baton to Harder. 2 down. Swing and a pop up behind home plate. Taking a look is Mitchell. He slides on his knees to the wall behind home plate, but it's out of play. A couple of rows. Landon Meyer, the senior catcher, 1-for-4 yesterday with a run scored. Wearing number 28, right-handed batter. Heston, their batting helmets. Top half red, the lower half of the helmet is white. Their school colors are red, white, and black. The 0-1 is lined. Diving stop by the third baseman across the diamond on a hop, and they get him! What a play by Jake Meyer! He dove to his right, and from his knees, threw it across the diamond on a hop because you know you can throw it on the turf and let it bounce, and it was on the money to Tramp for the out. Tremendous defensive play, a web gym by the Blue Jays, who are playing championship baseball here in this state semifinal. 6-0 Sabatha to the top of the third we go. This is state baseball on 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Toothache got you down? Not looking forward to going to the dentist? At Sabatha Dental, they understand your dilemma. It's not easy to trust your dental care to just anyone. That's why Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer provide a professional, friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff so that you can feel comfortable knowing you'll get the best care possible and feel comfortable during your visit. Sabatha Dental offers hometown dentistry with a precision touch. Now taking appointments 5 days a week with single and family memberships available. See Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer at Sabatha Dental.
Don't live in pain. Simpson Chiropractic in Sabatha combines traditional chiropractic with computerized spinal correction to relieve pain, improve balance, posture, and strengthen the spine. Call Simpson Chiropractic in Sabatha at 284-2205.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Sabatha Blue Jays showing off their defense. Winger made a nice play in right center. And then Meyer over third. He robs Landon Meyer. It was Meyer robbing Meyer. Landon Meyer, the catcher, hot shot, ground ball to the right. Looked like he was going to get through for a base hit. Maybe even end up being a double because this field is so big and massive. And Meyer has pretty good speed for a catcher. Jayden Meyer says, not on my watch. Dove to his right, gloved it cleanly, and then from his knees threw across the diamond the first and purposely one-hopped it because you're going to get a true bounce on the field turf and ride into the glove of Tramp to get Landon Meyer by a step. Tremendous play. That would be an ESPN top 10 or a defensive web gem. And so down in order, the Swathers go in the second. Now Sabatha looks to tack on. So Timothy Rhodes is the new pitcher. Huxman goes two innings. He allowed three hits, six runs, four earned. He struck out four. He hit five, and he walked the batter. So stepping in is Curtis Fitzgerald, who flew out to center his first time up, 1-for-3 yesterday. Today, Sabatha's left fielder played in center yesterday. The Rhodes, a right-handed pitcher, misses upstairs for ball one. Rhodes is a sophomore, right-handed pitcher. Comes home to the right-handed batter, the 1-0, swing and a miss for Fitzgerald. Count even, 1-1. Great start for the Sabatha baseball team. How about Valley Falls? They're up at the end of one inning, down a Great Bend. Justin Fluke with a call, 93.7 FM Care Country. Valley Falls, the one seed, winning yesterday 1-0. Valley Falls leads 5-1 at the end of one over Remington. 2-1 pitch, misses, 3-1 now on Fitzgerald. Harder's been throwing strikes, locating his fastball, been able to mix it up with his curve, mixing speeds and location, whereas Heston pitchers are struggling to throw strikes. This one fouled straight back. We're full now, 3-2 on Fitzgerald. The 3-2 delivery, swing and a miss at a high fastball. Down goes Fitzgerald. For the first out in the top of the third. Yesterday, Heston nearly run ruled Silver Lake, led 10-0 going to the bottom of the fifth. Ended up winning 11-6. This one way high. Minold hit by a pitch, stole a base and scored in the 4-run second for Sabatha. He too a right-handed batter, and he chases one high. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Manhold a junior. Sabatha is starting 3 seniors, 2 juniors, 3 sophomores, and a freshman. Only have 11 players on the roster here at state at 12 most of the year. Fastball catches the outside corner. 1-2 the count to Manhold. And now he hits a high fastball to shallow center field. Coming in, making the catch is Blaine Wilson. Got to deal with a little bit of sun. He has his shades on. So 2 down, and Timothy Rhodes has a chance to work a 1-2-3 inning. in the top of the third against the Blue Jay offense. Stepping in, Isaac Harder, left-handed batter. Hit by a pitch and scored in the fourth, or excuse me, in the second. Takes a fastball high for ball one. Rhodes with an open stance when he begins, and then he gathers himself and comes to the plate. He misses low and inside and into the turf. 2-0 the count on Harder. Sabatha started the year 0-5, 1-6. They're now 17-12. They're in the state semis, and they're up 6-0 in the top of the third. Swing and a miss at high fastball, 2-1. It's not how you start, ladies and gentlemen. It is how you finish. 2-1 delivery is high, 3-1. So Sabatha made it here thanks to regional wins over Atchison County, Nemaw Central, and Marysville in the championship. Fastball called strike, letter high, 3-2. Sixth time there at state. Fourth year in a row they made state. The 3-2 is low for ball four. Harder jogs down the first. Second free pass issued by Heston pitchers. They've also hit five Sabatha batters. Back in 2018, Sabatha beat Southeast Lane Marion and TMP in the final 10-5 to win their first state title, went 23-3. The next year, 21-3, beat Baxter Springs, Minneapolis, and then Rock Creek in the championship 10-4. First season of baseball was in 17. Won state titles their second and third year. Of course, in 20, we had no baseball season due to COVID. Didn't make state in 21. There's a swing and a miss by Kyler Winger, 0-1. And then in 22, lost to Columbus 5-4, went 15-8. Lost first round of state, lost to Collegiate 3-1, first round of state in 23, went 19-5. Last year, 19-6, lost to Hoisington first round 3-1 in state. The 0-1 is high, 1-1. But they knocked off Jeff West yesterday, and they're in the state semis for the first time since 2019. Winger is, well, he has no official at-bats. He's hit by a pitch in the first and scored, hit by a pitch in the second and scored. And he swings and foul tips one into the glove of Landon Meyer, and the count now 1-2 on the Sabatha center fielder. Kyler had a key base hit, went 1-for-2 yesterday against Jeff West. And he's able to squeal the fastball that may have been a tad outside, but with two strikes, you got to protect. Winger does, lives to fight another pitch. Kyler, with 35 runs scored, that leads the team. 11 stolen bases, hit .284. Right-handed batter, and there's a changeup that misses outside. Count even, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 6-0 Sabatha, top of the third. Got a courtesy runner over at first as Winger pops it up. Shallow center could be trouble. Second baseman Burkholder goes back in front of the S, the KS in center field, and makes the catch to retire Kyler Winger. So that is the third out of the inning. The courtesy runner was Michael Lang over at first. So, no runs, a walk, no errors, a man left aboard. To the bottom of the third, Sabatha 6, Heston nothing in this 3-state semifinal for Manhattan on KMZA 92.1 and MSC Sports Network.
Confused about health insurance? At Sailor Insurance, we make finding the right coverage simple. Whether you're self-employed, need marketplace coverage, or looking for group plans for your business, we'll guide you every step of the way, finding the best plan at the best price for you. Don't miss out on savings or the coverage you deserve. Call Sailor Insurance today at 785-284-3435. Open enrollment begins November 1st.
Coperion of Sabatha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics, plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabatha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
Scobie Bros of Sabatha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's been all Sabatha so far. They lead 6-0, 2 runs in the first, 4 runs in the second. unable to score in the top of the third. Sabetha, six runs, three hits, no errors. Heston, no runs, one hit, one big error. Fly ball lifted to right field. Trouble for Minhold. He goes back and catches the ball over his left shoulder, and he does a little cartwheel, a tumble after he makes the catch, holds on to the ball, and his teammates are pointing to him, acknowledging another Sabetha Blue Jay whip jam. Sabetha can do no wrong. Mowry robbed of a hit. That's back-to-back batters that have been robbed by Sabetha's defense. Swing and a miss for Jacob Burkholder, first to bat, the number nine hitter, second baseman. The 0-1 pitch is outside. It was Jayden Meyer, dove to his right at third from his knees, threw across the diamond for the final out of the second to get Landon Meyer by a step. And the first pitch here in the bottom of the third, Gabe Mowry lifts that ball to right center. And I didn't think Minhold would be able to get to it. I said it could be trouble. And he was able to get to it just enough. And then he jumped into the air with his momentum going towards the wall, towards the warning track, although the ball didn't get that far, grabbed it, snagged it, and then did a little cartwheel, tumbled to the turf, and held onto the ball for back-to-back web gems. Jayden Meyer and now Cole Minhold. So Mowry allowed out, and now three balls and one strike, harder working behind for really the first time today against Jacob Burkholder, left-handed batter. Heston needs base runners, and they have one, as Burkholder walks on five pitches. First walk issued by Harder. So Blaine Wilson, the leadoff man, a very good player, 4-for-5 yesterday with two runs, two RBIs, had a couple of singles and a double, flew out the center his first time up to lead off the game. There goes the runner. Pitch is off mark. Oh, no, no, they did call a strike. Check that. Umpire did call a strike. Throw down the second, not in time. Bounces away, but retrieved by the second baseman, Montgomery. Good jump for Burkholder, who has outstanding speed. So a stolen base. Heston just trying to chip away, down 6-0. Pitch missing outside, 1-1 from Harder. And Reed Mitchell wants to go talk to his senior pitcher. Heston is at 15 homers this year. None yesterday. They 11 runs, 12 hits. Scored 5 in the 5th, 2 in the 4th, 3 in the 5th. Check that. There's 5 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 3 in the 5th, and 1 in the 7th to beat Silver Lake 11-6. The 1-1 offering is chopped to Jayden Meyer. He has it, looks to runner back, fires the first in time. Now they go back to 3rd, and Burkholder's in there safely. Good base running by Burkholder. Trampa, nice try with the laser throw to 3rd. Kramer covering there. Well, Jayden Meyer did a good job as he could to look the runner back. Burkholder did a great job of going halfway. And with his speed, he's able to advance to 3rd. So that was a good play all the way around. And Sabetha, most importantly, gets the out. So 2 down, runner at 3rd. And here is Tanner McAllister. And if you're Sabetha, you like to get this guy because Keegan Shelight, who has 7 home runs, is on deck. You'd like him to lead off the 4th. 6-0 Sabetha here from Manhattan. And the curve had McAllister ducking, and then it nearly broke in for a strike. 390 to straightaway center, 375 power alleys, 325 to left, 320 down the right field line with the taller wall here at Thornton Family Stadium. This one is ripped through the hole, and in the left field, base hit. McAllister with a two-out RBI single, and Heston trying to chip away. That's their first run of the ball game. So the one-out walk comes back to bite Harder. That's about to still lead 6-1. However, they will now need to face Keegan Shelight, the senior, who was 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs yesterday, 37 ribbies, 7 home runs, hitting over 400. He singled in the first. McAllister with a pretty good lead over at first. Harder checks him. Runner doesn't go. Pitch is low for a ball. Well, if you're Heston here, you want Shelight to hit. So how aggressive are you with McAllister over at first? You get caught stealing, then Shelight is leading off the next inning. That's not ideal. Shelight with one swing can make it 6-3. And he lifts this one. A high, lazy fly ball to center, and it is hauled in by Kyler Winger for the 3rd out of the inning. Heston gets a run. There was a walk. RBI single of McAllister. No errors. Another web jam, this time by Minhold and Wright. And one left on base. At the end of 3, Sabatha 6, Heston 1. State Baseball right here on 92.1 KMZA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
C&K Service in Sabatha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. C&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabatha, helping you get there safely.
For custom garages, cheap steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabatha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabatha today.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabatha cheer on the Sabatha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Reed Mitchell steps in, left-handed batter to lead off the Blue Jays' top half of the fourth. Sabatha 6, Heston 1. Mitchell, first pitch, took inside for ball one. This one he takes high, a fastball for ball two. Facing Tanner Rhodes, Timothy Rhodes, a sophomore, right-handed pitcher. He grooves one in there, 2-0 on the outside edge, 2-1. Rhodes, the second pitcher of the day for the Swathers. There's a curve in for a strike. But his job is just to throw strikes. Make Sabatha earn it. Because Sabatha has had five batters hit by pitch. There's been a couple of walks. There's been an error. There's a curve on the inside corner, and Rhodes looks sharp. As Mitchell goes down looking for the first out, and he's talking things over with Mitchell Kramer, comes to the plate, giving him some advice. Rhodes working from the first base side of the rubber. Open stance initially as a pitcher, and then he closes it and brings it home. And he is pitching very well in relief of Huxman. Called strike on the outer third. 0-1 to Kramer. This one misses. A fastball 1-1. Kramer hit by a pitch in the first, walked in the second. 1-1. Jammed a little bit. Kramer fouls it into the netting behind home plate. Valley Falls, number one seed, 2-1A baseball. Won yesterday, 1-0 on Medicine Lodge. They're up 5-1 on Remington after one today. The 1-2 just missed outside. Curveball. It had Kramer full. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Top of the fourth. Kramer pops it up into shallow center, going all the way out there to make the play. Is the second baseman, Burkholder, has really good range. That's the second out. The Rhodes has faced six Blue Jays. He's given up just to walk the harder. If you're a Heston fan, you're probably sitting there going, what would have happened if Rhodes started this game? Because he's been really sharp. Huxman just didn't have his control today. So two down in the top of the fourth. Sabatha up 6-1. And here is Jayden Meyer. Can't take the foot off the gas if you're Sabatha. And Meyer pops it up right side and out of play. Jayden has had a pretty big game today. The sophomore, a two-run double was the key hit in the four-run second. Then he robbed Landon Meyer of a base hit to end the bottom of the second. And a slow, high chopper down the third baseline. Pitcher gets it. Rhodes, and he throws over the first baseman's head and into right field. Jayden Meyer is in on the two-base error. He goes into second. It is good to be Jayden Meyer right now. That'll be an error on the pitcher, and we'll see if that unnerves Rhodes. And Rhodes is going over the first, stepping on the bag to say, hey, did Meyer miss the bag? And the umpire says, no, he hit the short corner. So the second error of the ball game. And both of the errors are throwing errors high over the first baseman Flaming's head. So a two-out, two-base error brings up Ike Tramp. He was really the only guy that couldn't do anything against Huxman. He struck out twice, swinging in the first, looking in the second. So perhaps he's pleased to see a new pitcher. Right-handed batter is tramped, hitting 309, 25 ribbies, takes a called strike. So Meyer will be off on contact unless the ball's right at the shortstop or third baseman. He might freeze a little bit, then take off. Otherwise, he is running hard, especially on a pop-up or a fly ball. This one sprayed foul to the right. 0-2 the count. Nice crowd on hand for both Sabetha and Heston. Humboldt-Wichita Trinity is the next semifinal. Winners of those two games today play for the championship tonight at 5:45. Losers play for third at 3:30. The 0-2 pitch outside. 1-2. Sabetha looking for a two-out base hit. Try to tack on to a 6-1 advantage. Rhodes comes set. Sophomore checks the runner at second, which is Meyer. And Tramp is able to spoil, fouling it off. Freshman Colin Montgomery is on deck, the number six hitter. Rhodes has the sign from Meyer. He comes home. And Tramp, full half-hearted swing there. Swings and misses at a pitch that was outside on the 1-2 offering. The Tramps had a tough day at the plate. He strikes out for the third time. And Sabetha cannot take advantage of the two-out, two-base error by the pitcher Rhodes. At the end of 3.5, Sabetha 6, Heston 1. This is State Baseball from Manhattan on 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Network.
Main Street Auto Supply in Sabetha takes pride in being your locally owned supply store for all your auto parts needs. Competitive pricing and personal service are always a priority at Main Street Auto Supply. Stop in and see Miles and let him help you find what you need. Or if it's not in stock, he can get it right away for you. Main Street Auto Supply, 810 Main Street in downtown Sabetha. Open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays and Saturdays until noon.
Don't live in pain. Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha combines traditional chiropractic with computerized spinal correction to relieve pain, improve balance, posture, and strengthen the spine. Call Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha at 284-2205.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerstner with you on this fine Friday morning, soon to be afternoon, from Torton Family Stadium in Manhattan. Brody Curran with a swing and a miss on a changeup from Harder. 0-1. Harder's allowed just one run on two hits. No errors for the Sabetha defense. Couple of web gems. Fantastic sparkling plays from Jayton Meyer and Cole Minold. Meyer at third and Minold in right in the last half inning. Or last inning, I should say. Best pitch misses 1-1. Out of the windup, Harder comes home. Whew. Curve that apparently was a little low. Two balls and one strike. Curran struck out swinging back in the first. The 2-1. High and inside, 3-1. Sabetha pitchers at the state tournament had thrown 9 consecutive scoreless innings until Heston pushed one across in the bottom of the third. The Sabetha starting pitchers have only given up one run in 10 innings of work, but this pitch low for ball 4, leadoff walk for Curran. So Harder, with the second free pass he is issued.
I'm back.
Had a walk last inning with Burkholder, who did come around to score. And this is low and inside. So Harder starting to struggle this command just a little bit. Tramp would probably be the next pitcher for Sabetha. Kramer had a few pitches left after yesterday, I think, as this one fouled off the left foot by Flaming. 1-1. You're allowed 105 pitches in a day. Trying to remind myself of the whole pitching situation in regards to pitches and days of rest and everything else. So Kramer's more than likely is not available for much, if anything, today after pitching so much yesterday. And that's where baseball, you got to have a deeper pitching staff. You just can't win with one pitcher like you can in softball. The 1-1 pitch. High chopper. Could be a tough play. Second baseman went to cover second base as the runner took off, and that's an infield single. So Flaming didn't hit it hard. A high chopper off the turf to the right side, just enough to the right that Harder couldn't get to it. And then Montgomery was going to second to cover. And so Flaming reaches on the infield single, and this is the first real threat that Heston has had. First time today they had the leadoff man aboard, and here is Andrew Huxman. And the ball gets by the catcher, Mitchell. That's a pass ball. Mitchell probably should have snagged that one. So Curran advances to third. Flaming now at second. And Curtis Hamilton coming out to talk to his pitcher. And a conference on the mound. Runners at second and third for Heston. Nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. Sabatha 6, Heston 1. Big thanks to our sponsors, Roy Fry and Kansas Insurance in Sabatha, Caprion in Sabatha, Scobie Bros, Edelman's Home Center, Extra Tech, Rolling Hills Realty, Sabatha Dental, Sailor Insurance, C&K Service, Main Street Auto Supply, Sabatha Auto Parts, Simpson Chiropractic. We appreciate those sponsors, along with others we'll mention later on here in the broadcast. So after the conference on the mound, Sabatha is going to go ahead and play regular infield depth. They will concede a run for an out, leading 6-1. And this pitch misses 2-0. As this is Rhodes, not Huxman, is at the plate. Rhodes came in to pitch for Huxman, and he swings and foul tips it at the plate, 2-1. Timothy Rhodes not only replaces Huxman on the mound, but he also replaces Huxman in the batting order. Runners at second and third. The 2-1 pitch from Harder is knelt to the right side. He trips at the plate to throw to first. Harder makes the play over to Tramp, and they allow the runner to score. Curran scores, makes it 6-2. So Rhodes gets an RBI on the ground out, goes 1-3, one out, Flaming up the third. Now Rhodes tripped and fell out of the box, so it was easy play to get the out. And this one almost hit. Landon Meyer is upset with himself, like, I should have wore that one. He got out of the way, a fastball inside. Landon Meyer was robbed by Jayton Meyer, that's about the third baseman. For the final out of the second inning, fastball outside, 2-0 now. So Harder, after pitching so well the first three innings, now running into problems in the fourth, and he's facing this order, bottom of the order, for the second time today. There's a changeup missing. It's now 3-0. And Coach Hamilton's got to probably be thinking, when do I make a change if I need to make a change this soon? 6-2 in the bottom of the fourth, the 3-0, way outside. So Meyer walks. Runners at first and third. Second walk of the inning issued by Harder, third of the game. Runners at the corners, and that brings up Gabe Mowry. Mowry smoked one to right center, but Minold made a jumping and then tumbling finish to a catch to rob Mowry. Now we have the runner, courtesy runner, for the catcher. And it is Jerick Humphreys, number 23, that is in as a courtesy runner over first. He is a sophomore. So here's Mowry. There goes the runner. Sabatha will go ahead and throw through, which surprised me a little bit, and almost got him. Good throw there by Mitchell. Thought the pitcher, Harder, was going to cut it off with the runner at third. So a stolen base. For Jerry Humphrey. The 1-0. Called strike. Inside corner on Gabe Mowry. Mowry was pretty active yesterday. 1-for-3 with 3 runs scored. Swing and a miss. 1-2. I'll tell you, if Harder could get out of this inning giving up just one run, that would be a gigantic victory for the Blue Jays. The 1-2 pitch. Whoa! Mitchell got it. Came out of stance. He thought that was strike three. He was ready to throw it to third. And home plate umpire says it was a tad high. Mowry better not take a pitch that close again. The 2-2. This one low and away. full count. Jacob Burkholder on deck, and then you got to go to the top of the order for Heston. So this is a key moment in the ball game, even though Heston trailing by four. Harder, you don't want to lose Mowry. The 3-2. Ground ball to short. Kramer has it. Takes his time, throws the first. They get him, but it is an RBI. As Flaming comes across the score. And moving to third is Jarek Humphreys, the courtesy runner for the catcher, Landon Meyer. So Mowry does his job to drive in the run. And once again, Sabatha doesn't want to give up the big inning, so they go ahead and take the out, give up a run, which they have that luxury, leading now 6-3. And now Burkholder, a slow grounder. This could be tough. Meyer has it. He throws the first, and he did not get him. Great try. It was hit slowly. Meyer cut in front of the shortstop, Kramer. That was the right play, I think, by Meyer. But Burkholder, he can absolutely fly, and that scores a run. The third of the inning, it's 6-4, Sabethel. That's why you hustle. So an RBI infield single. Humphreys comes in to score, and Heston's right back in it. I was thinking if you keep them to two or three total, but that's a big fourth run. And now the concern for Sabatha is to pick out throw the first not in time. Burkholder can steal, and you got to deal with the top of the order, and these are the top four hitters for Heston on this team. Blaine Wilson, who's 0 for 2, and he's due. There goes the runner. Throw a pitch is outside to throw down the second, not in time, as Burkholder got a big jump. So Burkholder in scoring position at second with a stolen base. Here's Blaine Wilson. And two walks by Harder have come around the score. Curran led off the inning with a leadoff walk, Flaming with a single and scored. Landon Meyer walked a couple of outs pushing across a run each time. It's a call strike. 1-1. To Blaine Wilson, who flew out to center in the first, grounded out to Meyer, that's about the third baseman in the third. Harder comes set, kicks and fires, and the curve just missed outside, 2-1. Sabatha scored 2 in the first, 4 in the second, led 6-0. Heston 1 in the third, 3 here in the fourth, 6-4. Ground ball, Kramer has it and boots it. Kramer came up with it initially, but then to make the transfer, the ball puffed out of his glove and into his right hand. And I'll tell you, Burkholder is one heck of a runner because he did exactly what he's supposed to do. He interfered with Kramer legally. And what I mean by interfered is he got in the view of Kramer to try to block his vision, make that ground ball without getting hit by the ball. Because the runner is hit by the ball, it's automatic out. And that messed up Kramer. Now ground ball. Kramer was shaded to second. He dives, comes up with the hole. Now he tries to throw to first and not in time. And Heston's within one. An infield RBI single for McAllister. And coming across the score is Burkholder. So the air let Wilson get aboard. And now McAllister with an infield single. And an RBI, and it is 6-5. Runners at first and second, two outs, and you got to deal with the most dangerous hitter in the ballpark, which is Shelight. He takes a curve upstairs for ball one. Ninth batter to come to the plate, 6-5, Sabatha. Couple of walks and an error after Sabatha played flawless baseball the first three innings. Shelight swings at one inside and at his shins, but he liked it for some reason, fouled it off. Did Harder a favor. One ball, one strike. That last swing there by Wilson, or excuse me, by McAllister, Kramer was going to second to cover the bag initially. And his step to his left was too much taking him that way. Once he tried to recover back behind him where the ground ball was hit, he had to make a diving stop. Had he been able to just keep his position initially, he probably would have made the play, but that's what happens when you send runners, move runners in motion. That makes your defense shift and move while the pitch is on the way to the plate. It happened a couple times in this inning. Montgomery was going to cover on a chopper that ended up being an innocent little hit. There is a question about what the count is. One ball, one strike, the Shelight with two outs. Heston was down 6-0. It's now 6-5. Carter trying to keep it a one-run game. Runner at second. Runner at first. Gelag, ground ball to short. Kramer's been busy. Kramer's going to go to first instead of the force out and is able to gun him down. 6-3. Gelag is retired, but Heston feeling pretty good about things because they were able to score 4 runs in that inning. They had 3 hits. None of them hit very hard, but effective. There was an error, and they leave 2 on base. At the end of 4, it's a brand new ball game. Sabetha 6, Heston 5 to the top of the 5th. We go. This is State Baseball for Manhattan on KMZA 92.1 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 Series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, if Heston comes back to win this game, the MVP could very well be the relief pitcher, Timothy Rhodes, as he's behind Colin Montgomery, a freshman second baseman, to lead off the top of the 5th. 2 balls, no strikes. There's a fastball letter high, called strike, 2-1. Montgomery struck out in the first swinging, flew out the right in the second. He's 0-2. Did not play yesterday. Fastball high and inside, 3-1. Huxman had all kinds of control issues, a starting pitcher for Heston. He walked one, he hit 5 Sabetha batters. 3-1 is upstairs, so it's a leadoff walk for Montgomery, and we saw what happened when Harder issued the free pass to start the last half inning for Heston. So Sabetha led 6-0, and then Rhodes came in on relief in the third, and he's been very good. He has not allowed a hit. There's been an error, and he has now walked 2. He struck out 3. And then Heston's chipped away. 1 in the third and then 4 in the fourth. So stepping in now is Curtis Fitzgerald. Fastball missing outside for a ball. So we talk about Heston being patient down 6-0. Just chip away. It's a long game. Not how you start, it's how you finish. Now for Sabetha, it's like don't panic here. You're still ahead. And be patient because you're going to eventually find a way to do something against Rhodes. And he's now starting to lose a little bit of command as he misses high for ball 2. And it's a whole different ball game when your hitters can work ahead in the count instead of behind in the count. Now 3 balls, no strikes, and I would guess what Fitzgerald is taking here. He flew out the center in the second, struck out swinging in the third. So we saw Huxman control issues in the first 2 innings, and Harder some control issues in the fourth, and now Rhodes struggling with his command here in the top of the 5th. Taking all the way and missing upstairs, ball 4. So back-to-back walks. And I talked about yesterday on the broadcast on 96.9 The Pulse about how when a team like Silver Lake yesterday scored 6 to make it 10-6 against Heston, it's so important to lock it down the very next half inning. Don't give it right back. And Silver Lake didn't yesterday, but they still lost 11-6. Now today, if you're Heston, you scored 4 in the bottom of the 4th. Don't give it right back. And here we are, top of the 5th. First 2 runners reach via the free pass. Third walk given up by Rhodes, second in the inning, and here is Cole Minold. And he has a good swing on a fastball. Fouls it straight back into the home plate netting. Minold with a defensive web jam to rob Gabe Mowry of a hit in right center in the 4th. And Minold lays down a bunt, and he bunts it foul. Now he's in the hole 0-2. Runners at first and second. Montgomery at second. Fitzgerald at first. No outs. 0-2 count. On Minold. Hit by a pitch, stole base, scored in the second, flew out to center in the third. Sabetha leads 6-5. Pitches outside. Landon Meyer, the catcher, doing the kind of the split movement, the right leg stretched to his right out Now he's on both knees, sticks out the right leg again, and it misses outside. Two balls, two strikes to Cole Minhold. Isaac Harder on deck, and then back to the top of the order. Heston will be have the 4, 5, 6 guys up in their fifth inning. Swing and a miss. Minhold upset with himself as he chased the fastball out of the zone. But Minhold helped out Rhodes. He bunted, couldn't get it down, fouled it off for a strike, then chased one there. Fourth punch out for Rhodes. First out of the inning. Still runners at first and second for Isaac Harder, who hit by a pitch and scored in the second, walked in the third. Runners take their leads, and Harder hits a ground ball to second. This could be two. The flip to second, the throw to first is dug out on a one-hop. What a scoop by the first baseman Fleming. The turn two, and Rhodes is pumped up. A 4-6-3 tailor-made double play. Second baseman flipping it, Burkholder to McAllister. Low throw, but Fleming digs it out. And Heston has the momentum right now without question, even though they're behind. At the end of 4.5. It's Sabatha 6, Heston 5. This is 3A State Baseball on 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabatha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabatha, 785-284-7611.
When it comes to real estate in Northeast Kansas, it's not just about buying and selling, it's about people. At Rolling Hills Realty, we believe every client deserves a partner who listens, understands, and truly cares. With a deep understanding of the local market and a genuine passion for connecting with folks from all walks of life, we make the process feel less like business and more like a conversation with a trusted friend. Whether you're searching for a new place to call home or ready to move on to your next chapter, we're here to help on your terms at your pace. Visit RollingHillsRealty.com to see the latest listings and find out how Rolling Hills Realty can help you feel right at home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershner back with you on a Friday afternoon in late May. State track and field going on Wichita today and tomorrow. State baseball and softball yesterday and today. Valley Falls baseball team up 5-1 at the end of one over Remington out of Great Bend. We have not received an update on that for a while as a pitch swing and a miss. It's actually a called strike to Brody Curran from Harder. Frontenac at the end of 3-3, state softball semis leading Riverside 6-0 over 103.9 KNZA. Here's a ground ball to short. Kramer has it, backhands it, spires across the diamond in time to tramp the first baseman. 6-3 goes to play. And so important to get the leadoff man, and Harder able to retire Brody Curran. And now Levi Fleming steps in, left-handed batter. Flew out the center in the second, singled and scored in that four-run fourth. Heston was down 6-0 after two innings. Scored one in the third and four in the fourth. Harder kicks and fires. Fastball strike on the outside corner. That was a little bit outside, but Harder will take it. Good frame job there by Reed Mitchell, the catcher for Sabatha. That one almost the same spot, maybe a little further outside. Called a ball. Mitchell, a junior catcher. Harder, a senior pitcher. Jaden Meyer over at third. Ike Tramp at first. And this hit well to left center, but Winger goes back, the ball not carrying, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Fleming put a charge into that one, but just died out there. I don't think anybody in this state tournament is going to hit one over the wall or over the fence here at Kansas State University at Toyota Family Stadium. It's a big park, and there's tall walls, especially down the right field line. Here's the first pitch to Timothy Rhodes, the relief pitcher, curveball in for a strike. But two down, bottom of the fifth, 6-5, Sabatha. Harder brings it home. Fastball, grounded foul to his third base coach, the third base box. Rhodes grounded out to the pitcher Harder in the fourth. Swing and a miss, and the ball drop, but then Mitchell able to tag him for the third out of the inning. So a strikeout on three pitches. Rhodes goes down swinging. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the Swathers in the bottom of the fifth. Harder bounces back from a tough fourth and retires them in order in the fifth. At the end of five, Sabetha clinging to a one-run lead, 6-5 in the 3A state semifinal for Manhattan, here on 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Sabetha Dental, they know that the last thing you want to think about is going to the dentist, even when you're in pain and need to go now. That's why Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer are the right choice for you. Whether you need a major tooth overhaul or a checkup, Sabetha Dental has professional, friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff that will put you at ease. Sabetha Dental offers hometown dentistry with the precision touch. No insurance? No problem. Single and family memberships are available. Trust your teeth to Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer at Sabetha Dental.
Livestock markets can be unpredictable. Lock in record-high cattle prices today with an LRP policy with Saylor Insurance. Livestock risk protection is subsidized by the USDA. You don't have to be a market expert. Take advantage of this simple and easy-to-use tool. Rest easy knowing you have a safety net for your livestock prices and that premium payment isn't due until after the policy endorsement ends. For more information and to establish LRP coverage, contact Saylor Insurance and talk to Mindy and Seneca or Brian and Sabetha.
Saylor Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
New pitcher for the Essence Swathers, Tanner McAllister, right-handed pitcher who was playing shortstop, will come in to pitch. Yesterday, he walked the batter, struck out two, hit a batter in one inning of work. He pitched the sixth against Silver Lake, but did not give up a run. So Brody Curran will move to shorts, and we'll see who Heston has out in left field. 1-2-3 inning for Isaac Harder and the Sabetha defense against Heston there in the bottom of the fifth to stop the bleeding for now. Timothy Rhodes, a sophomore, did his job in relief. Three innings of scoreless baseball. Didn't give up a hit. Walked three, committed an error, struck out four Blue Jay batters. Did not hit anybody after Huxman hit five Blue Jays in the course of the first two innings. So Rhodes, I'm telling you, if Heston wins this game, Rhodes should get the game ball. Harder's gone to distance for Sabetha. He's walked three, struck out three, giving up five runs on five hits. Sabetha with one error. Heston with two errors. So here is the top of the order for Sabetha in the sixth. I think it's Rhodes that's over and left now. Went from pitcher to left field. So here is Winger stepping in. Scored twice after being hit twice. And almost got hit there. He turned his shoulder, but then ended up being a strike. That was a good pitch by McAllister. Doesn't throw extremely hard, but got a good breaking ball. Winger popped up to the second baseman Burkholder his last time. And a check down the first base, see if he went around or checked the swing in time, and he did not. So it's a swing. Winger down in the count, 0-2. The pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Winger strikes out. One down. Well, the game will be decided here very next inning or two, as we at least think, unless we go to extra innings. How about that softball game yesterday between Seaman and Mays South that went 17 innings? Mays South stayed undefeated, one seed, beat Seaman 3-2 in 17 innings, as Mitchell, a little late on a fastball, goes the opposite way and out of play into the stands. Mitchell, left-handed batter, singled and scored in the first, singled and scored in the second. Struck out looking in the fourth, so he's 2-for-3. Big rip, no contact at an off-speed pitch. He's 0-2, and Sabetha has not had good swings, good looks at Tanner McAllister. Tall, lanky right-hander. Kicks and fires. Curveball spoiled at the plate, off to the left by Mitchell. Mitchell Kramer is on deck, top of the order for Sabetha. Next semifinal, Humboldt versus Wichita Trinity Academy. Fastball. Line to the second baseman on a hop. Burkholder has it. Over to first. A little bit low, but Flaming has it for the second out. Mitchell hit it well, but right at Burkholder. Two down, and here is Mitchell Kramer. Hit by a pitch in the first, walked in the second, popped up to Burkholder, the second baseman, in the fourth. Right-handed batter versus McAllister, right-handed pitcher. Fastball just missed. 1-0. Winner of this game will play the winner of Humboldt-Wichita Trinity Academy for the championship tonight at 5:45. The loser will play for third at 3:30 against either Humboldt or Wichita Trinity Academy. There's a called strike, even though it was dropped by the catcher, Landon Meyer, 1-1. Sabetha, state titles in 18 and 19. Heston, just one state tournament win, and that was yesterday in their 8-year program history. Curveball just missed inside, 2-1. Six of Sabetha's 12 losses this year have come to state tournament teams. So even though they have a 17-12 record, they played some good competition, as we know, in the Big East League, where they went 13-7. This pitch misses for ball three. Here's Hamilton head coach's fifth year, record of 83-39. Last year, Sabetha lost in the first round to Hoisington. Here's a curve in for a strike, 3-2. Sabetha lost to Columbus 5-4 in 2022. 2023 lost to Collegiate 3-1 first round of state. Last year lost to Hoisington 3-1, and then yesterday won 2-0. This one ripped foul down the third baseline. But Sabetha broke the curse of losing in the first round the last 3 years. Yesterday was their first win at the 3A state baseball tournament since 2019, when they completed the back-to-back championships, the repeat. They won it all in 18, went 23-3, won it all in 19, went 21-3. Fast forward to yesterday, that was their next state tournament win, the third ever state semifinal for the Blue Jay baseball program. The 3-2 payoff pitch with two outs is a curve that misses outside and a little bit low. Kramer works a two-out walk. That brings up Jayton Meyer, the sophomore. He's had a nice day. The third baseman, a web gem, the Rob Landenmeyer of the hit, back in the second, and he had a huge two-run double in the second inning when Sabetha scored four to go up 6-0. It's 6-5 Sabetha right now. Heston has battled all the way back. They've chipped away with one in the third and four in the fourth. Neither team scoring in the fifth. Fastball outside, portion of the plate for a strike. 0-1 to Jayton Meyer, a sophomore. 1-for-3 today. Kramer has a decent lead at first, and now stepping off the rubber is McAllister, and Meyer also steps out of the batter's box to get the signs from his head coach, who's over in the third base box, Curtis Hamilton. The 0-1 pitch, there goes the runner. It's a hit and run, and Meyer hits it out of play to the right. Been some outstanding defense today. Jayton Meyer with a web gem at third, as we mentioned a few times. The middle robbing, flaming of a hit in right center with a tumbling catch. Got it over his left shoulder, and his momentum made him tumble to the ground. He held on to the ball, and then we saw a flaming last inning with a great dig, or a couple of innings ago, a great dig on a double play throw that was in the dirt. There goes the runner. Big, big jump, but Meyer swings and misses on the 0-2 offering. McAllister strikes out two. Works around a two-out walk. So Sabetha has not scored since the second. Four straight scoreless innings put up by the Heston Swather Relief Corps. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Sabetha 6, Heston 5. This is 3A State Baseball from Manhattan on 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
B&K Service in Sabetha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. B&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha, helping you get there safely.
Main Street Auto Supply in Sabetha takes pride in being your locally owned supply store for all your auto parts needs. Competitive pricing and personal service are always a priority at Main Street Auto Supply. Stop in and see Miles and let him help you find what you need. Or if it's not in stock, he can get it right away for you. Main Street Auto Supply, 810 Main Street in downtown Sabetha. Open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays and Saturdays until noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the bottom of the sixth we go. Sabetha clinging to a one-run lead. Ground ball to short. Kramer. Oh, what a quick transfer. Head-first fly at first by Meyer, which usually slows you down. You should run through it. Plus, he's shaken up a little bit on that slide. Landon Meyer, the catcher, grounds out to Kramer did a great job attacking the baseball, came all the way in from the infield into the green interior turf of the field around the pitcher's mound and had terrific quick transfer to first. And the leadoff man is retired, and that leadoff guy is so important. Here's a slow breaking ball in for a strike to Gabe Mowry, who was robbed of a hit by Minhold in right center in the third. Grounded out to short in the fourth. He's 0 for 2. Harder with his 80th pitch of the day, and this one roped in the left for a solid base hit. Getting it in is Curtis Fitzgerald. Mowry with a one-out single. Sabetha has allowed 6 hits. They only have 3 hits on offense. Heston has 6 hits. Heston 2 errors, Sabetha 1 error. Sabetha did their damage with 2 in the first, 4 in the second, helped out by 5 hit batters. Heston 1 in the third, 4 in the fourth to get back into it. Tying run is over at first. Big rip, no contact for Jacob Burkholder, who walked, stole a base, scored in the third, singled, drive in a run, stole a base, and scored in the fourth. So the number 9 hitters had a nice day. Left-handed bat, green bat with a black handle. Hands back, elbow back, and he is jammed. Flares one in foul territory towards the Heston dugout for a strike on the foul ball. It's 0-2. So Mowry over at first with the one-out single. Burkholder at the plate, and then the top of the order for Heston in the bottom of the sixth. Swing and a miss. Big pitch. Good location by Harder. The left-handed batter kept it on the outside portion of the plate. Made him reach. And Burkholder strikes out. First time he's retired in today's semifinal. That is the fourth strikeout for Harder. He's walked 3. And here is Wilson. This is a key guy to get because you don't really want to deal with McAllister, who is 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs, and then Shelight, who is an absolute monster at the plate. Fastball jerked outside for ball 1 by Harder. Wilson flew out to center in the first, grounded out to third in the third, and then reached on an error by Kramer in the fourth. Mowry takes his lead, 2 outs. Here's a ground ball, could be a tough play. Nope, Jayden Myers got it. He throws the first, great throw to get the hustling of Wilson by a step at first. Terrific defense, and I tell you, Jayden Myers has been outstanding. Gold glove defense over at third. And Harder works around the one-out single by Mowry. Sabetha 3 outs away from punching their ticket to the state championship for the third time in school history. They'll look for some insurance. At the end of 6, Sabetha 6, Heston 5. This is state baseball on 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 Series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arm. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Top of the 7th inning in this 3A state baseball semifinal of Twitten Family Stadium. McAllister on a relief, the third pitcher of the day for Heston. Misses a fastball low and inside to Ike Tramp, then Colin Montgomery, Curtis Fitzgerald, the 5-6-7 hitters for Sabetha. Ground ball to short, handled by Curran. Curran lobs it over to first in time for the first out of the inning. Tramp grounds out the short. One down, and here's the freshman Colin Montgomery, who struck out in the first, flew out the right field in the third, or check it, the second, and then he walked, stranded in the fifth. Sabetha 6 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. Heston 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. Pitch misses inside for a ball. Sabetha scored all 6 of their runs in the first 2 innings. Heston scoring 1 in the third, 4 in the fifth. Neither team has scored the last 2 innings. Heston down to the final 3 outs. This fastball misses 2-0. Big thanks to our sponsors, including Sabetha Community Hospital, CompTS Trucking, Foy's Truck Repair, Garrett Country Mart, SBS Insurance, Berwick Oil, Luca Chiropractic. This one called a strike. MCR Towing, Shelter Insurance, Becker Repair, and Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha. We mentioned some of our other sponsors earlier. Pitch on the outside corner. So it's 2 balls, 2 strikes to Colin Montgomery. Sabetha looking for some insurance. They lead by the thinnest of margins, 1 run. This curveball misses way outside. Count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heston coming in on record 17-6. Sabetha 17-12. Heston beat Silver Lake 11-6 yesterday. First ever state tournament win for the Heston Swatha baseball program. Swing and a miss. Montgomery chases one low. So 2 down. McAllister struck out 3 in a little under 2 innings of work. Both these schools have had a baseball program for 8 seasons. Sabetha with their 6th state tournament appearance, Heston with 3. Sabetha with 7 tournament wins, 3-18 for the championship, 3-19 for the championship, and then 1 yesterday. And then Heston went, lost their first round game in 2021, lost to eventual champion Hayden in the first round last year in 3A, and then 1 yesterday over Silver Lake. First pitch misses, 1-0. Here is the pitch. Foul tipped at the plate, and it's 0-2. I checked that as 1-1. My apologies. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. For Curtis Fitzgerald, it flew out the center in the 2nd, struck out swinging in the 3rd, reached on a walk in the 5th. Fastball, ooh, this one whipped foul and off the padding in front of the Heston Swather dugout to the 3rd base side. Wichita Trinity Academy and Humboldt, the next semifinal. Winner of that one will get the winner of this one for the championship later tonight at 5:45. So that's the 3 outs away from being in that game. The 1-2, swing and a miss. As Fitzgerald goes down chasing one low, and now Heston needs 1 run to keep it going. They need 2 to win it outright with a walk-off. This 3A state semifinal going to the bottom of the 7th. Sabetha 6, Heston 5. Don't go anywhere. This is State Baseball, 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coperion of Sabetha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics, plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabetha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
For custom garages, Chief Steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabetha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabetha today.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabetha cheer on the Sabetha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it comes down to the bottom of the 7th inning. Sabetha clinging to a 1-run lead. 3 outs away from going to the state championship for the 3rd time in school history. Hunter's first pitch to leadoff man Tanner McAllister is outside for ball 1. Sabetha's offense, they have not had a hit since the 2nd inning. 6 runs, 3 hits in the first 2 innings. They have not scored or had a hit since that 2-run double by Jayton Meyer that made it 6-0 back in the 2nd. Ground ball up the middle, base hit, just past Harder, and the leadoff man is aboard. Tanner McAllister has good speed, and their most dangerous hitter coming to play, Keegan Shelight. Talk about the leadoff man being so important. That is the 7th hit. Well, Heston's out hit Sabetha 7-3, but Sabetha leads 6-5. Heston 2 errors, Sabetha 1. Wondering about the pitch count situation, Harder has thrown 88 pitches. So McAllister has good speed, but he will depart for a pinch runner as Kaysen Landis, a sophomore, coming in to run. So here is Shelight, Singled in the first, flew out the center in the third, ground out the short in the fourth, and he'll hit the ball hard usually. Takes the first pitch for a strike. G-Light has 7 of Heston's 15 home runs, 37 RBIs, 3 yesterday, hitting over 400, right-handed batter. One swing of the bat could give Heston a walk-off win. The 0-1. He lunges at this one that was outside, pops up right side and out of play. No balls, 2 strikes. On Heston's best power hitter. Heston, a school record 15 home runs this year. G-Light with 7. Curran on deck has 2. Landis, the pinch runner over at first, doesn't go. G-Light lunges toward it, and he pops it a little flare in the right center, and it's in for a base hit. I thought for a moment Montgomery would have a play, but just enough power for G-Light to muscle it in the shallow right. Menhol gets it in. I thought that was going to be an out at first glance, but ends up being a single. So back-to-back singles to start off the bottom of the seventh. And now Curtis Hamilton goes out to talk to his team. Carter has 14 pitches left. He's thrown 91. And here is Brody Curran. This is the fourth time through the order that Heston's been able to see Isaac Carter. He's gone the distance. 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. He's scattered 8 hits over 6 innings, allowed 5 runs. Heston needs 1 to force extra innings. They need 2 to win it in walk-off fashion. And Brody Curran stepping in. Struck out in the first, walked and scored in the fourth, and grounded out the short in the fifth. He's 0 for 2 officially. He's their most dangerous hitter the rest of this order. And he rips it to third, and it goes through the legs of Jake Meyer. And then the runner coming around third is going to go home, and he is out. But we're going to have interference because Jake Meyer was in the base path. The runner ran right into Jake Meyer after the ball went to left field. Meyer was trying to get position to get the throw, I think trying to get the third, and the runner bowled over Meyer, but the runner has a right to the base. Because you're always taught as a base runner, but the defensive player is between you and the base and doesn't have the ball, you risk run into him. You run him over. And so they're going to count the run, which he would have been out. He was out, but everybody knew there was interference over at third. It's not on purpose. And so Landis scores. And now G-Light is at third, and Curran is over at first. It ends up being an error on Jayton Meyer, who has been so good at third all day defensively. Curran hit it hard. I tell you, Meyer comes up with that, and he's probably thinking turn two or even out of force. He could have just tagged the runner coming from 2 to 3. So there's probably a lot of things going through Jayton Meyer's head. The sophomore couldn't field it cleanly, got through, glanced off the glove and threw his legs in the left field. Then Fitzgerald charging, then threw home, and the third base coach of Heston was like, hey, my kid just got ran into by a third baseman. I'm sending him home because it's going to be a run anyway, because even if he's thrown out, he should be granted the extra base because of the interference. And like I said, Jayton Meyer wasn't trying to obstruct anything. He was trying to get to a position, but at the same time, if he's in the way of the bag and the runner's going there, as a coach myself, we've always taught our kids, you're entitled to getting to the base. If he's in your way, you run into him and put the onus on the umpire. So Curtis Hamilton coming out to discuss with the umpires, making his argument, but he will not win the argument. I saw that right off the bat. I figured that was going to be obstruction or interference. So Landis scores. We're tied at 6. G-Light now at third. Curran is at first. There's nobody out. So all that Heston needs is a wild pitch, a pass ball, a base hit, and this one popped up, or a sack fly. Fly ball. It's a pop-up going back second baseman, and they fake tagging from third. So Montgomery, a freshman, makes a nice play deep at second on the high pop-up. Lamming is out. The one out. Runners at first and third. Sabetha with a key error, their second of the ball game. They have not scored a run or got a hit since the second inning when they led 6-0. And now stepping in is Andrew Huxman, who re-entered the game. He comes in, and remember, he's the one that struggled as a starting pitcher, hit five batters, looking for redemption. The pitch is low and away. Runner goes up from first to second as Currents eliminates a double play possibility, and Mitchell just saved the game momentarily, as if that pitch gets by him, well, game is over on a wild pitch. 6-6 tie, bottom of the seventh. Shelight is over at third. He represents the winning run. Kern is just out there to be out there at second. His run doesn't mean anything right now. 6-6 tie. Huxman at the plate. Swings. Ground ball through the hole in left field, and the game is over on the walk-off single by Andrew Huxman to score Keegan Shelight. And Heston, after being down 6-0 at the end of two innings, comes all the way back to win 7-6. Then they have a dogpile behind second base as they jump all over Andrew Huxman. You talk about redemption. Andrew Huxman hit five Sabetha batters in two innings of work. He was the starting pitcher. He pitched well all year, didn't have good control. He walked one. He hit five batters. He got pulled after two innings. His team was down 6-0. But Heston kept chipping away. One in the third, four in the fourth, and then scored two in the bottom of the seventh to win it. And it's Huxman, who re-enters the game to hit again after being out for Rhodes, who did a great job in relief with three innings of hitless relief. He should be really the MVP of this game for Heston. And Huxman comes through with a clean single between short and third and in the left field to score Shelight from third base. And Heston with seven unanswered runs. And a couple things you go back to. Sabetha did not have a single hit after the second inning and did not score a run after the second inning. All three hits, all six runs came in the first two innings of this game. And Heston just kept chipping away. Tough, tough loss for Sabetha. And now you got to turn around and play a third-place game, and it's hard to get up for a third-place game, especially if you lose a game like this when you're up 6-0. But as I said a couple times in the broadcast, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I mentioned that if you're Heston, you're telling your kids, just chip away. Just chip away. We got a lot of time. We still got five innings to play, despite being down 6-0. And that's exactly what Heston did. So Sabetha falls to 17-13. They'll play for third at 3:30. Bitter pill to swallow for Sabetha. And Heston advances their first ever state championship game, where they will face either Humboldt or Wichita Training Academy at 5:45. Stay tuned, our post-game show to come. Your final score, Heston 7, Sabetha 6. Heston with two in the bottom of the seventh to walk it off on the RBI single by Andrew Huxman. Post-game show to come after this break. This is State Baseball from the 3A Tournament Manhattan on 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't live in pain. Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha combines traditional chiropractic with computerized spinal correction to relieve pain, improve balance, posture, and strengthen the spine. Call Simpson Chiropractic in Sabetha at 284-2205.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock, plus it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
When it comes to real estate in Northeast Kansas, it's not just about buying and selling, it's about people. At Rolling Hills Realty, we believe every client deserves a partner who listens, understands, and truly cares. With a deep understanding of the local market and a genuine passion for connecting with folks from all walks of life, we make the process feel less like business and more like a conversation with a trusted friend. Whether you're searching for a new place to call home or ready to move on to your next chapter, we're here to help on your terms at your pace. Visit RollingHillsRealty.com to see the latest listings and find out how Rolling Hills Realty can help you feel right at home.
Do you need a bright new smile? Or maybe it's just time for a dental checkup. Sabetha Dental offers hometown dentistry with a precision touch. Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer offer professional service in a friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff that will make sure your teeth are comfortably cared for. And even if you don't have dental insurance, single and family memberships are available.
put your dental care in the best hands with Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer and Dr. Betsy Tedman at Sabetha Dental, taking appointments 5 days a week.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerster back with you here at Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan on the campus of Kansas State University as the Sabetha Blue Jays were three outs away from going to the state championship game for the third time in school history. And you knew that it wouldn't be easy because you were having to face the most dangerous portion of the Heston lineup, the number 2, 3, and 4 hitters. And Heston comes through. Isaac Harder, tough luck loss. He did everything he could. Got up into the 90s with his pitch count. He was very good early on in this game. And Heston, after being down 6-0, comes back to win 7-6. Let's go through all the numbers here. You're tuning in a little bit late. Sabetha scored 2 in the first as Andrew Huxman, starting pitcher for Heston, hit 2 Sabetha batters. Reed Mitchell had a single in that inning, and Sabetha led 2-0. Isaac Harder was on top of his game in the first couple innings. Great control, moving the ball in and out of the zone. And then Sabetha scored 4 in the top of the second as they had 3 more of their batters hit by Huxman. Mitchell, a single, and the big blow, a 2-run double by Jayton Meyer. And Sabetha led 6-0. But that double by Meyer in the top of the second was the last hit Sabetha would have today. And it would score the last of their runs today. Because after the second inning, Sabetha only had 3 base runners the rest of the game. A couple of walks, and 1 reached on an error. The relief pitching of Heston. Timothy Rhodes went 3 innings, didn't give up a hit. Tanner McAllister, the final 2, didn't give up a hit. So the relief pitchers for Heston through 5 innings of not only shutout ball, but hitless baseball. Sabetha, only 3 hits in the game, not a single hit or run after the second inning. They just couldn't get anything going. Got to give credit to Heston for their pitchers, the sophomore Timothy Rhodes, and then Tanner McAllister doing a great job coming in for the final 2 innings. But despite that great pitching by Heston, Sabetha led going into the 7th. Heston scored 1 in the 3rd, and then they broke through with 4 in the 4th. And in the 4th, Sabetha had a couple of defensive issues. They had an error. Harder walked a couple of batters, really the only inning that he had, not good control. And Heston was, and they hit, their 3 hits were a couple of infield singles and a blooper. They did not hit the ball particularly hard, but they placed it right. And so Heston scored 4 in the 4th, and they're right back in the game at 6-5. And then Harder and Heston's pitching staff did the job in the 5th and the 6th. Nobody planting a run. So we go to the 7th. And Sabetha retired 1-2-3 in the top of the 7th. We went to the bottom of the 7th. Sabetha was up by 1. McAllister with a leadoff single right up the middle, just by Harder, the pitcher. And then Shelight lunging at a pitch out of the zone, flared one just over the second baseman's head and into shallow right to put runners at first and second. And then the big play, of course, Brody Curran with a hot shot grounder. He hit it very hard, right on the nose. And Jayton Meyer had been so good. I talk about gold glove defense today for Jayton Meyer. He had an amazing web gem back in the 2nd to rob Landenmeyer of a hit with a diving stop and a throw from his knees to get him for the final out of the 2nd inning. And Jayton Meyer had been great defensively all game long, but no question, he's probably thinking a lot of things. 1, I got 1st and 2nd. If it comes at me, I could go to 2nd and try to turn a double play, or I'm going to tag the runner coming from 2nd to 3rd. And it was hit so hard and on him so quickly, got a glove on it, but it went off his glove and through his legs and in the left field. It ends up being an error, and the current reaches on the air, and then on the throw from Fitzgerald into home plate, Jayton Meyer's trying to go back to 3rd base to, of course, be ready for a throw to 3rd to get a runner. And as he's going towards 3rd, he's in the way of the base runner, which was Landis, who was pinch running for McAllister. And so Landis ran into Meyer, who was in his way in front of third, and got knocked down as Landis basically ran to a brick wall, fell to the ground, got up. The third base coach for Heston sent him, I believe, because he knew that they were going to get a call, interference or obstruction, although that's a little bit risky if you don't get the call. So Landis was sent home. Throw was there. I believe they called him out at the plate, but home plate umpire, I think, right away knew he's out, but it's not out, because I think everybody that was watching that area saw the collision. Curtis Hamilton came out to make his argument, but I saw it live, and on my call, if you go back and listen, I mentioned that the base runner ran right into Jayden Meyer, and you may say, well, that's not cool, that's not right. Well, I've coached baseball for many years, and we've always taught our runners, as other coaches I've talked to about baseball, is that when you're running from one base to the other, if your shortstop or any defensive player for the other team is in your way or just not paying attention, and or like if you're at first base, for instance, if you hit a ball to the outfield and you're the runner, you're going hard and you make a turn at first, and the first baseman is standing on the bag and doesn't get out of the way, even though there's no throw to first, and you run into him, you're awarded the next base. That's obstruction or interference, whatever you want to call it. And so we've taught our players the same thing. It's like, hey, listen, if don't loop in around the first baseman and then get gunned down at second because he's in your way, because you're not going to get a call for any kind of structure interference unless you normally have to bump into him. And so as a defensive player, you have the right to go to the base, but if there is no play at the base, you need to at least be out of the base path so there's no interference or obstruction. And some of these plays are tough because sometimes it can be a ground ball to the shortstop and he has a right to go get the ball, and then the runner runs in the shortstop. Well, then you can call interference obstruction on the runner because the shortstop, in that example, has a right to field the ball. So it can work both ways. But to me, what I saw with my eyes, it looked to be the correct call because it obviously impedes the runner's chances of scoring. If he doesn't run into Meyer, is he sent home to score? I don't know. Probably not. But the fact that he ran into Meyer, whether he did on purpose or he just simply momentum took him into Meyer, was honestly a heads-up play by the base runner and ends up being the tying run. So we're tied at six, and then a pop-up by Flaming for the first out of the inning. And then Andrew Huxman, who had struggled so much on the hill for Heston first two innings starting pitcher, comes to the plate, reinserted in a lineup, and Shelight representing the winning run at third, and Huxman with a line drive single through the hole in the left field for the walk-off RBI single. Shelight scores, and Heston is moving on to the state championship for the first time in school history. They improved 18-6. Heston now 17-13. Heston will play the winner of Humboldt-Wichita Trinity Academy, which is our next semifinal at 1:15. The loser of that game will play Sabetha for third place at 3:30, which we'll have for you here on 92.1 KMZA. And the championship will be Heston taking on the Humboldt-Wichita Trinity Academy winner tonight at 5:45 here from Manhattan. Let's go through the numbers. Isaac Harder threw almost 95 pitches. He goes 6 1/3, 9 hits, 7 runs, 5 unofficially earned, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Heston, 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, they strand 5. Sabetha, 6 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors, they strand 6. Timothy Rhodes did a great job of relief, as we talked about, but McAllister actually gets the win with the final two innings, with Heston winning in the bottom of the seventh on the walk-off. And hitting-wise, McAllister had 2 singles, a couple of RBIs. Actually, he was 3 for 4 with 2 RBIs, and Shelight was 2 for 4. And Huxman with the RBI single for the game winner. For Sabetha, they just had 3 hits, 2 from Reed Mitchell, a single in the first, a single in the second, and the other hit was the clutch 2-run double by Jayden Meyer in the second. And that gave Sabetha a 6-0 lead at the time, but it was not to be, as Heston scores the final 7. They score 1 in the third, 4 in the fourth, and then they score 2 in the seventh on 3 base hits, helped out by an error, and then the call allowing a runner to score on the obstruction interference. And it's a tough pill to swallow, no doubt for Sabetha, who played so well. The first 3 innings was just lights out. A couple defensive gems, Harder's pitching well. They took advantage of the lack of command by Andrew Huxman. But after the second inning, Sabetha offense just couldn't do anything. No runs, no hits the final five innings. And Heston just did have enough time to come all the way back and win it in the bottom of the seventh. So it's regroup time for Sabetha. Third is obviously better than fourth. Third place games are always tough, especially if you are coming off a disappointing loss. And in baseball, you're coming off the loss. Like in state basketball, you come off a loss in the semis. You then have to come back the next day. So you have a little bit of time to maybe regroup. And then if you're a team that was thinking you're going to win a title, you really don't care about the third place game as much. If you're a team that's kind of happy to be there and you pulled off an upset in the first round and you lost in the semis, you're typically a little bit more up for the third place game, or if you got blown out in the semifinals. But in baseball, and volleyball is the same way, you've got to turn around. Volleyball is even tougher. Volleyball, you can lose in the semis, and then, 15 minutes later, you're playing the third place match. And it's like, man, all we want to do is win a title. That was our whole goal all year long. Softball's a similar situation as baseball. You lose in the semis today, and you have to turn around and play a third place game. How much are you going to get into a third place game? And the thing that has always been talked about with coaches I've talked to is that you send out your seniors on a high note with a win. Third is better than fourth, and let's not end the season with two losses. And you can argue this till the cows come home. It's completely your opinion. There is no wrong or right answer. A lot of people don't like third place games. Say do away with them. There are some people that really see value in third place games. One of the arguments is it gives you another chance to go out with a win instead of ending your season with a loss. And I understand that thinking. It also gives you a chance to end your season with two losses. So spin it any which way you want. The bottom line is this. Sabetha has one more game to play. And unfortunately for them, instead of being the championship, it'll be for third place with a tough, tough loss here to Heston in the semis by a final of 7-6. So that'll wrap up our coverage here for now from Manhattan. I'll be back with you later around 3:30 for the third place game between Sabetha and either Humboldt or Wichita Trinity Academy. Big thanks to our studio engineer Kirk Kilman, as Sabetha, after leading 6-0, loses to Heston 7-6. Heston with a walk-off RBI single by Andrew Huxman, and they get the victory 7-6 year final in this 3A state semifinal from Toyton Family Stadium. Thanks for tuning in. Big thanks to our sponsors as always, and we'll talk to you again at 3:30 here later this afternoon on KMZA 92.1 and MSC Sports Radio Network.